Hello, this is your girl, Kim Possible. Let me share something with you. I was just sitting here. Actually, I was cleaning up my house and I was thinking back to some things I've done and people I hung around and people I allowed to be around me. And I come to realize when you're dealing with rejection, you allow people around you that shouldn't even be around you, but because of how they make you feel, it's like you don't know it, but they're filling a void. Have you ever felt, I don't want to be by myself, or I don't like the way I feel internally when I'm alone? I don't like that everybody around me is getting attention and it doesn't seem as if I'm being noticed at all. But what is my value? What is my worth? What am I called to do? And you have a level of unfulfillment. Voids that you don't know is voids. So you do things trying to fill the void because you don't have the knowledge that you need to be delivered. I went to church when I was young, but the church wasn't in me. I didn't have any word in me. I didn't have any spiritual counseling. I didn't have anybody sitting me down saying, the reason you're doing these things, it's because it's a spirit of rejection on you. So now you're doing things so that you will not feel rejected. Have you ever seen a woman that always have kids around her? She's just always watching kids, always have someone else's child or a family member, just always have kids around her. It's a very high chance that she's dealing with rejection. That she doesn't want to be alone. That those kids make her feel loved. Those kids make her feel as if they would never betray her. Those kids make her feel as if they need her. So now she has a sense of purpose because she has not been in prayer and heard from God. So she's doing what she thinks she's been called to do. I'm guilty of that. Growing up, my sister was very ill with diabetes. And I would watch and listen how the family showed her attention, how it seemed like they cared for her more than they cared for me. I didn't have anybody sitting me down saying, this is what she's going through. And she's going to need the support of the family to keep going. I didn't have anybody sitting down giving me wise counsel. So I let the devil whisper negative thoughts in my head, made me feel like I was by myself. And the truth is, God had given me strength. He had given me my health. And I was okay. I didn't need the support that she needed at the time. But because I was in the same house and I saw the support, the devil made me feel like I was missing something, made me feel like they didn't care for me. So once I got old enough to be out on my own, what did I do? I went out and sought attention. I had to be in control and I had to get the attention that I wanted. If I call you, I need you to come right now. If I want to talk, I need you to listen right now. Attention. when my son got old enough to go outside and play and be with his friends, and he wasn't up under me anymore, what did I do? I got another child that I felt that I can show and give my love to, and that would love me in return. Overlooking this child's mother is a witch. Overlooking all the hell I went through watching this child, because my need to be validated was more important. So I'm overlooking that I'm making my bed in hell just to be in someone's life that I felt needed me. Do you get where I'm going? Do you get what I'm saying? And then when that child got old enough to go out and play and be on her own, I got another child that I felt needed me. All of that comes from the root of rejection. Then I started helping other family members that I felt needed me. Then after 20 and 30 years, I'm worn out. I'm tired. I don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. Why? Because I spent years helping people that were only a distraction to my purpose. I'm telling you, get delivered. Ask God to show you the root of some things that you're dealing with. Ask Him to show you the root of some things that you're doing and why you're doing it. It don't have to be bad. You can just be off course. You're not sinning if you ride in your car and you go down a dead end street. But eventually you're going to have to get off that street and turn around. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we get off course and we don't even realize we're off course, because it's feeding a void. It's feeding something that we're craving. But the source of it is what we need to deal with. Why do I feel this way? Why am I associating myself with all these people that is dependent on me? Why? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that whoever is listening to this message, that you will order their steps, that you would deliver them from childhood issues and set them on the path of righteousness. Do not let their labor be in vain. Do not let them wake up one day and live a life of regret. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but I didn't. Let them be delivered. Deliver them from evil. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. You be blessed. This is your girl, Kim Possible. I'm out.